A cacophonous swarm of insects and annoying noises, or a symphony of hypnotic bliss. The fluttering, droning noises is the start of Sonic Youth's 2004 track I Love You Golden Blue, encapsulate the band's proclivity for dissonance and multiple voices emerging at once, while capturing what so many love and hate about their music. This shroud of sound also serves as the inspiration for my Elektra Anti-Definition sound collage assignment. My name is Tom Geary, and I'm a full professor of English at Tidewater Community College in Virginia Beach. For several years now, I've experimented with blending Gregory Allmer's electricity theory into my instruction. Electricity, which Allmer refers to as a third communicative apparatus to orality and literacy, embraces fragmentation, multiplicity of meaning, remix culture, and associative logic. It promotes playful experimentation as we think and compose through new media rather than with it. In many ways, however, it clashes with the traditional hallmarks of the literate apparatus, certainty, clarity, and linearity. It runs counter to some course learning outcomes in my first year composition course. Electricity is also perhaps a bit complicated for the first year student, particularly at the community college level where questions about access are more prominent. To blend the electorate with the literate, a soft transition of sorts that introduces students to the key qualities of electorate thinking while still satisfying literate course competencies, I developed an electorate anti-definition sound collage project, an invention exercise that builds upon Allmer's and Jeff Rice's anti-definition activities. This sound collage project promotes plurality of meaning, an inversion of the same definition essay assignment in the same class, and exposes students to a different approach to finding sources, including what some might consider noise. In this reflection, I will share the purpose of the assignment, analyze a couple of student collages, discuss how the assignment benefited those students, identify challenges in implementing a sound collage assignment, and share further inquiries regarding the future of the assignment. I Love You Golden Blue, and in particular, the 2-minute instrumental opening, has always stuck with me. Like so many other Sonic Youth songs and other sound artists like Brian Eno and Chris Cole, this excerpt contains a multiplicity of voices, a collection of sounds and noises simultaneously working in unison to build an alarm-like effect. It feels electric, or at least approaching that apparatus, and it seems like it's trying to define something or capture a mood, an awakening, or perhaps an epiphany. It's an annoying ringing, but also one that is comforting. It's ambiguous and multivalent. Though it contrasts with the rest of the song's love elegy whispered by Kim Gordon, the track's opening is a wall of sound that pulls in, or perhaps pushes away, the listener while constructing multiple moods at the same time. In designing the Elektra Anti-Definition sound collage project, I wanted students to seek that essence, ambiguity, plurality of voices, and open-endedness instead of one definitive literate meaning. Their collages could take the abstract approach with noises alone, or blend in any number of sounds, people's voices, excerpts of songs, dogs barking, really whatever ways others might define the term of their choice. I wanted them to find the other definitions that would establish the parameters of their own in the literate definition essay assignment, but I wanted those to be in a different mode than they're used to researching. The assignment is simple, really. Students gather sounds that evoke a term. Then they compile, remix, or contrast those sounds creatively. It's a low-stakes, playful exploration meant to serve as an invention exercise for the essay, in which students define that same abstract term uniquely to them. The collage can take many forms, and in 2 semesters of teaching the assignment, I've received projects that range from
wow
to yet all avoid one clear definition and aim for the electorate. Here's one student project that juxtaposes various types of sounds related to her term, good person. Christina Babwick's collage becomes increasingly abstract, from a comedic take on making the bed to police sirens, a grocery checkout, and birds chirping.
If you want to change the world, start off by making your bed. If you make your bed every morning, you will have accomplished the first task of the day. It will give you a small sense of pride, and it will encourage you to do another task, and another, and another.
In this collage, Christina forgoes direct definition and truly captures the spirit of the assignment. She shows instead of tells and engages the listener with sounds that vaguely capture what it sounds like to hear a good person, a policewoman, a grocery store clerk assisting a customer. The opening advice taken from Admiral William H. McRaven doesn't directly speak to goodness and humanity, but it emphasizes the small things in life making a difference. This quotation sets the tone for the rest of the collage. Caring for animals and nature in general can be a small thing, but it makes someone a good person. Assisting a customer or coworker is a small thing, but it makes a difference. Though Christina found a thematic thread for each of her sounds and didn't include examples contrary to it, her sound collage served as a springboard to a successful definition essay. Her argument about good people used some of these examples but added components of selflessness and sacrifice. Her sound fragments functioned as other views of good person that closely contrasted with her own definition. Other student projects looked to establish the complexity of a term through primarily verbal descriptions. Chris Lavergetta blends a variety of confident definitions and inquiries regarding the boundaries of art, artists, and artistry with sounds made in the process of creating art.
Only here colors to do everything, and by its simplification, a grander style to things is to be suggestive here first of rest or of sleep in general. In a word, looking at the picture ought to rest the brain, or rather the imagination.
Flows from the soul, twists through the consciousness, and decorates life with its beauty.
It's this object, and you can lose yourself in the wonderfulness of the object, but then the object goes away and stops being an object. It just becomes a window or a mirror, and that's what I think the work has become gradually. It's changed.
Unlike the previous example, which felt like a collection of loosely related sounds, Chris's collage is like entering a Berkeleyan parlor room. The variety of voices, none weighted more than another, pull the listener in different directions before she enters her own opinion. Here, art rests the brain. It twists the consciousness. It becomes the object. It emerges from our soul. In her collage, Chris illustrates the profound nature of art, but also the varying descriptions and purposes. Chris's anti-definition collage resulted not only in a thoughtful positioning of her voice in the larger debate about how to define artist, but sparked her interest in narrating a powerful digital story animated project on underrepresentation of women, minorities, and LGBTQA in the film industry. Her confidence in composing with sound gained in this collage assignment resulted in an interest in further explorations of audio projects, particularly animated stories and podcasts. Though these two student samples were successful immersions into electret sound composition, the assignment was not always well received or met with enthusiasm and interest. Obstacles preventing students from completing the assignment became apparent in its very first planned iteration, as I had a deaf student enrolled in my class and another student without access to the internet except when on campus. Accessibility concerns were certainly in mind when I designed the assignment, but I had not anticipated that an entire lesson on sound writing would be scrapped to ensure awareness of all students' needs so early. It was the right choice, and it led to further contemplation of the assignment. To accommodate students with accessibility, access, or comfort concerns, I offer an alternative multimodal or visual collage that follows the same process but replaces sound with images, video, text, or any other modality. The principles of the assignment remain the same, but sound is replaced with whatever the student prefers, a PowerPoint, poster board, a website. This flexibility is also of the utmost importance for my student population. Community college students are more likely to deal with food and housing insecurity than first-generation college students and struggle with access to the most up-to-date hardware and software. While this sort of flexibility in curricular design may be a necessity for community college students, it should also be considered a best practice for instruction in any context. Other alterations made to the assignment include making it a minor part of the overall class grade, freeing any expectations or stress accompanying a potentially confusing new form of composition, and minimizing or eliminating any references to electricity altogether. So long as the principles are foregrounded, students can skip reading dense theoretical work. Further inquiries regarding the future of the assignment include how to dive into questions of bodily affect and sound without losing focus of the definition essay assignment, how to properly tie in electricity without overwhelming first-year students, and how to tackle questions of copyright and citation, especially as I encourage more remixing of material. Almer promotes free exploration of experimental work and remix in the Electra apparatus without concerns about plagiarism, but that could be a problem for students new to the college experience. With further refinement and attention to students' needs, I hope the sound collage opens students' ears to the planet of sound and broadens their perspective. I hope it eases in electricity and introduces what Crystal Van Kooten refers to as a new composition that foregrounds music and sound. It's just a first step, but I hope it results in a successful move towards sound writing.